WOR, New York.
The following program is sponsored by the Perry Management Corporation, who is solely responsible for its content.
Springtime cosmetic surgery. And tonight, with What's Your Wrinkle, we'll be talking about how smoking damages the skin. And we're going to hear from Rosie O'Donnell talking about cosmetic surgery. And, of course, we'll answer your questions about cosmetic surgery and skincare. And tonight, we'll be talking about my new skin cream, Night Skin. And this is What's Your Wrinkle, and I am your host, Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, and I've trained at Harvard, Cornell, and the University of Chicago. And I spent 10 years on New Jersey State Board of Medical Examiners, and I teach at two medical schools, the University of Pennsylvania and Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Well, this is a program about you, about what you look like, and about making you look good, and about making you look better. And you can join this show by calling 212-528-0129. I've been told to give the number out early and often. So 212-528-0129. And we're here at WOR in New York City. We've got a studio audience tonight, and they look really raring to go for this show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a lot of different subjects. And the first one we're going to talk about is springtime cosmetic surgery. Many of you might know that the busiest season for cosmetic surgery is right now. Plastic surgeons' phones are ringing off the hook, and it's hard to get an appointment with a plastic surgeon during the spring because, well, why? Well, people have gone to the stores. They've looked at some fashions for the spring and the summer. They've tried on some bathing suits, and maybe this is the time, maybe this is the year that they're going to change their image. And so procedures that are very common in the spring are things like liposuction, absolutely the most common season. The most liposuction of the year is done between right now and July. And you know, liposuction pretty much stops in July and August. No one really wants to have all that bruising during the summer, but they're willing to do that now. And liposuction is a procedure that is the most common plastic surgical procedure. It's actually the most common procedure that I do as a plastic surgeon. And the areas that women have are usually the thighs, and that's the most common area. And the men, it's the belly. And both men and women have a lot of liposuction in the neck. It's one of the biggest bang-for-the-buck procedures in cosmetic surgery. Liposuction is a procedure that we do usually with you asleep under general anesthesia. And it takes only a few days to recover. And the nice thing about liposuction is during the spring, it's hidden by your clothing. So if you had your belly or your thighs suctioned or even your knees, you can cover it with clothing. And most people go back to work within a few days of surgery. So springtime cosmetic surgery, and it's liposuction as the number one procedure. The phone number here at WOR is 212-528-0129. 212-528-0129. And anyone in the studio audience know what the second most common procedure that we do? We have a guest. No, she won't venture a guess. It's breast augmentation. Breast augmentation is very popular this time of year. And in fact, in the year 2007, it's incredibly popular because we've just had the gel implants released. Gel implants were banned in 1992. People thought they caused medical problems. They thought they caused all sorts of things. Connie Chung got on the on TV in 1992 and started a real furor about breast augmentation and breast implants. And the FDA took the implants off the market, but they're back on the market now. They do not cause disease. Yes, there are some mechanical problems with gel breast implants. They can rupture, but the FDA is telling us we should be getting MRIs at 3 years and every 2 years after that. And so women are now calling my office. They're clamoring to have breast augmentations with gel implants. And in fact, many of the women that I've done breast augmentations with saline implants between 1992 and now are asking to have those implants changed out for gel implants. And the reason is saline, well, it really feels like a water balloon, unfortunately. So it might look good, but when you feel your breast, it feels like a water balloon. The gel implants, well, the folks at DuPont originally came up with a nice formula, and gel implants really do feel like natural breast tissue, and that's why They're preferred by many women. On the other hand, there are some women that still do want saline implants because they don't want to chance it with gel. And if it does rupture, it is a hard day in the operating room for both you and me. So liposuction, one of the most common procedures we do in the spring, and breast augmentation. Well, some of the other procedures that are done in the spring to get ready for the summer, I've got people calling my office now for laser hair removal because the bikini area is one of those areas that a lot of people don't like to repeatedly shave. And I always say hairless by Juneless. That's our phrase in the office. If we do laser hair removal now, then you will not have to shave either the armpits or the bikini area during the summer. And those procedures, usually we repeat those. We remove 20 to 40% of the hair with each treatment. And by the time we get up to three treatments, it's about 80%. About four treatments gets about 90% of the hair. So laser hair removal, that's another procedure that right now people are clamoring to get. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to be hearing from Rosie O'Donnell. Did I understand that she's on right now, Noah?
Good question. Let's see if we can find Rosie right here. Would you like to hear from Rosie right now?
I think so. Let's hear Rosie O'Donnell.
Sutton's credibility in my mind went down a lot when she got a facelift.
Did you hear that, Noah?
I think we'll try that one more time.
Let's try that
Rosie
once
one more
again.
Time in case we just can't be Rosie, sure if we heard what we heard. Let's hear that.
She's got
one
a very loud
time.
Voice normally when she's on.
Okay, but I do think that Greta Van Susteren's credibility in my mind went down a lot when she got a facelift.
Unbelievable. Did you hear that? Rosie does not like cosmetic surgery. And as liberal as she is actually saying some bad things about Greta Van Susteren, who may have had a facelift. She did talk publicly about her cosmetic surgery. But Rosie says she doesn't think that she has any credibility anymore because she has had cosmetic surgery. What a terrible thing to say. You know, that really says a lot about Rosie O'Donnell, unfortunately, because 11 million people in the United States had cosmetic surgery last year. Are those all bad people? Does it reduce your credibility because you've had cosmetic surgery? Of course not. Do we walk around with unshaven? Do we walk around with clothes that have holes in them? Of course not. We care about our appearance. And as long as surgery is reasonably safe, we're not taking big risks, why don't we have cosmetic surgery? Noah, you seem to have a question.
Well, you know, I have to admit, I wore a sock today with a hole in it. I thought things wouldn't come up, but we're all being honest here. You know, we don't walk around with clothes with holes in them and stuff.
Well, you know, what can I say, Noah?
To be honest, the hole was well concealed.
Okay. Well, I think Rosie O'Donnell was off base with this remark. I'd like to hear what you have to say about Rosie O'Donnell's remark. Was she right or was she wrong about Greta Van Susteren? The phone number here at WOR is 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. And we're talking about all sorts of things today. As the weather gets warmer and you start going out and mulching your gardens, well, people start thinking about cosmetic surgery, the busiest time of the year, again, for plastic surgery. Right around the end of August, most plastic surgeons could pretty much close up for a while because at the end of August when...
Close up?
Oh, absolutely. We take our vacations at the end of August because most people don't have cosmetic surgery then. That's pretty much the slowest time of the year and probably the only time of the year that cosmetic surgery slows
it's
down.
Kind of like the way Congress works or the Senate.
Well, I think they're pretty much closed most of the year, aren't they, Noah?
Well, they're in session for a brief portion of the year. They get a lot done, but apparently you're saying that's kind of how plastic surgery works?
Well, maybe. Well, this is What's Your Wrinkle? And the phone number, once again, 212-528-0129. We are going to break for a few commercial announcements. And when we come back, I'm going to be speaking about a revolutionary new skin cream. Well, I have a vested interest. I designed it. It's called Night Skin. And we're going to talk about Night Skin after these words.
I think I'll change my sock in the meantime, too.
Listeners to this show know that a good skincare regimen is the foundation for a healthy appearance, and vitamin C is an important part of that skincare program. Improve, protect, and restore your skin with CellXC. CellXC, the creator of the original patented formulation of topical vitamin C, pioneered vitamin C as an anti-aging skincare treatment. Since its introduction in 1991, CellXC has been the most effective topical vitamin C product used by physicians and skincare professionals to combat the visible signs of aging. CellXC remains the benchmark by which all other topical vitamin C products are measured. In a 3-month scientific independent study, it was proven that the topical use of Celexi's vitamin C serum diminished the appearance of wrinkles by 84%, improved skin firmness by 47%, increased skin smoothness by 37%, improved skin tone and texture by 26%, and lessened discoloration by 32%. For more information about Celexi, call 1-800-903-4321 or visit www.celex-cusa.com. That's www.celex-cusa.com. Celexi's professional formulation is designed to improve and restore the skin by protecting the skin's collagen. As we age, the production of collagen in our skin decreases, contributing to the visible signs of aging. Celexi's formulation, combining vitamin C, zinc, and L-tyrosine, helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing the skin. Additionally, it protects the skin from future damage caused by free radicals and UV exposure. After 4 to 6 weeks of using Celexi's vitamin C serum, the skin feels smoother and firmer, while lines and wrinkles appear less pronounced. Celexi offers a full range of science-based products, providing skincare solutions to help all skin types look, act, and feel younger. To find out where you can purchase Celexi, call 1-800-903-4321. That's 1-800-903-4321. Or visit www.celex-cusa.com. That's www.celex-cusa.com.
I'm Dr. Barry Wasserman. So you've made the decision to have LASIK, laser vision correction. And because your eyes are so important to you, finding the right person to do your surgery should be the first concern. My approach is clear. I will personally perform your exam and answer all your questions. I will perform your surgery and see you for your follow-up visits. Of course, I will only perform surgery if I truly believe you will achieve excellent vision. I will make sure LASIK is safe and right for you. Visit my website, barrywasserman.com, or call me today at 877-598-EYES.
Plastic surgery in the air with Dr. Arthur Perry.
Are you interested in cosmetic surgery? This is Dr. Arthur Perry, host of WOR's Plastic Surgery in the Air. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon in Princeton and Bridgewater, New Jersey. I'll design a plan to improve your appearance using my training at Harvard, Cornell, and the University of Chicago, and my 19 years of experience. Call my office at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. And check out PerryPlasticSurgery.com and listen to my show, 8 o'clock every Saturday evening. And welcome back. This is What's Your Wrinkle? And I'm your host, board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry. And a lot of you have been asking, why are we calling this What's Your Wrinkle now? It used to be Plastic Surgery in the Air. Well, we brought in Dr. Michael Roizen as my co-host, and he'll be on periodically. He was on a couple weeks ago. He'll be on in another couple weeks.
He'll be on when you least expect it.
Right. And Dr. Roizen is an anesthesiologist and an author of You, the Owner's Manual, You on a Diet, and Real Age. And we'll be talking together about more than just cosmetic surgery. We'll be talking about dieting and fitness and weight loss and overall good health. And so, What's Your Wrinkle? Sounds like a better name for that type of a show. Well, Henry, you've been hanging on the line. What can we do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Well, I'm 62 years old, and I just lost a lot of weight, and I have like a turkey neck, like a waffle in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And is it much of a job to get rid of that? How much does it cost? How long will I be laid up?
That's a lot of questions, Henry. Okay, you're 62. Are you healthy?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, it's interesting. The standard answer for that is a facelift. Earlier this week, I saw a patient in my office who was right around 60, and she's probably listening to the show today, and she said that she went for one of those lifts, and I'm not going to say the name of the company, but a lot of you out there know that there are companies that advertise for a certain type of a facelift, and they talk about a short procedure and maybe no anesthesia, just local anesthesia. And this woman came in the office, and she had the waddle underneath her neck removed directly by a doctor who's not a plastic surgeon, and she was left with a scar from her chin down to near her where her larynx, her voice box is, and it's a red, we call it a hypertrophic scar. And I asked her a lot of questions about this. I haven't seen that kind of surgery. It's been described in the textbooks from 1940. But we don't do it anymore because it's a predictable thing that we get a real red kind of a bowstring scar in the neck. So we don't want to directly remove the skin of the neck. What we do is a facelift, and we make an incision in front and behind the ear, and then we lift the skin all the way almost to the nose and almost to the lips and all the way through and through in the neck, and that's a facelift. And with most facelifts, what we do is a second layer is done, and we elevate the jowl. And the jowl, everybody knows what that is. We use a separate layer of stitches, and we lift the jowl. And there's a lot of names for that type of facelift, but most plastic surgeons in the United States do a two-layered facelift. And then we bring the muscles of the neck together. Those muscles, the Katharine Hepburn bands, if you can envision Katharine Hepburn with those two lines up her neck. Well, what we want to do is we make an incision under the chin, and we bring those bands together. And then we tighten the skin, we get rid of the extra skin, and that's a modern facelift. And Henry, that's we lost Henry on the line there, but that sounds like the type of procedure that would be appropriate for you. Be very careful when you select your plastic surgeon. We want to know that it's a board-certified plastic surgeon and that it's not a fly-by-night, someone who didn't formally train in aesthetic or cosmetic surgery, because then we can get some results like the one that I saw earlier this week. So hopefully we won't see that again. Well, I promised earlier we would talk about night skin. Night skin is a cream that I'm happy to say I designed and actually patented. And I worked with a company called New Vitality. Many of you have heard their show on this station, on WOR. Jonathan Greenhut is the host of that show. Well, I worked with Jonathan for over the last year and chemists at New Vitality, and we've come up with a really spectacular skin cream. Those of you who have listened to the show for the last year and a half, Noah. A year and a half we've been on, and I've talked about skincare a lot, and we've talked about the things that make a difference in the skin. We've talked about vitamin C, and vitamin C is one of those great things. If we use it in a high enough concentration, a 10% concentration, and in the right type and the right acidity or pH, then we can get some really remarkable effects on the skin. And so in night skin, we've included vitamin C. What we get is a stimulation of collagen and a stimulation of elastin. Elastin, they're the fibers of the skin that allow for stretchiness. Now, I've got two 15-year-olds in my studio audience, and if you touch your skin on your arm, you're going to be, it's going to snap back down. But when you look at your grandmother, sorry about that out there, Grandma, but when you look at your grandmother's arm and you hold the skin up, well, it takes a long time for it to settle back down. And that's because the elastin fibers in the skin have decreased. Well, what vitamin C does is it stimulates the elastin fibers so that we get a more youthful-appearing skin and a skin with more tone, and it stimulates the production of collagen. Collagen is a structural layer of the skin, and collagen declines as we get older. So what we want to do is boost collagen levels as we get older with something like vitamin C. Well, that's not all.
By the way, yeah, this will all be on the test, so I hope you're all listening.
I hope everybody's taking notes. And I'm going to say right from the outset that you can purchase Night Skin, and the number for New Vitality is 1-800-292-1799. That's 1-800-292-1799. But it doesn't end there, no. It's not just a vitamin C cream. Vitamin C has been studied for over 20 years, and it's an excellent substance for the skin. We can't eat enough vitamin C to make a difference because it's very light sensitive. And so when we go out into the sun, the small levels that we get from orange juice or even taking 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C each day, well, the small levels pretty much disappear rapidly. So we need to pulse our skin, and Night Skin does it, Noah, at night.
That's beautiful, because you don't want to be afraid to go out in the sun during the day.
Exactly. So we put vitamin C on the skin at night, and it has 8, 10, 12 hours, however long you sleep. I know many of you, we got the 15-year-olds that'll sleep for 16 hours if possible here. So as
remember when we did that once?
Never. But anyway, we put on the vitamin C on the skin at night, so it really soaks in, and it stays in the skin. It does its wonderful things. We did not stop with the vitamin C. We added glycolic acid. Now, a lot of skin creams have things like glycolic acid in it, but if you really look on the label, you're not going to find the amount. Well, it turns out it takes 7% glycolic acid to make a difference. And the 30 or so years of research on glycolic acid, and that's also called fruit acid or alpha-hydroxy acid, the 30 or so years of research are done on at least 7% glycolic acid. If we put 3% in, it really is like window dressing. It really doesn't do anything. So we put 7% glycolic acid. And by the way, I want to remind the audience, you can call and we can talk about night skin or these subjects we talked about earlier at 212.
Or window dressing.
Window dressing, 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129.
That's a great analogy, by the way, window dressing.
Window dressing. That's what's in a lot of creams because they don't put in enough of the ingredient to make a real difference. So we put 7% glycolic acid. What does glycolic acid do? Julia, do you know what it does? She will not say.
Sorry,
she says. She won't tell us what glycolic acid does because even though she's my daughter, she hasn't been listening to this lecture. Well, what happens with glycolic acid? It is a wonderful exfoliant. And an exfoliant removes the dead layer of cells from the surface of your skin. So the skin gets rough, particularly in the winter, with the dead layer of skin. And what we do is, of course, you wash your face, but you'd have to rub pretty hard to get that full dead layer of skin off. So what we use is an exfoliant, and glycolic acid is a wonderful exfoliant. But it doesn't stop there. It's also a stimulant of collagen, and it's an antioxidant in the skin. And also, I didn't mention that vitamin C is a wonderful antioxidant. An antioxidant, we've got an inquisitive look on Noah's face. What is an antioxidant?
I'm stunned by this lecture we're getting tonight. So much information.
It's so much information, but it's important because a lot of people waste a tremendous amount of money on skin creams, and they waste money on things. I was in the store across the street. We won't mention the name of the store, but I was in there
anywhere USA.
Right. And I see creams that cost $100 or $200 and even more. There are incredible ingredients in these creams. And you know what's in them, though? There are things that can't possibly work. And
there are names you probably can't even pronounce.
You can't pronounce them, and they can't possibly work. And the reason they can't work, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to keep you in suspense. We're going to break for these commercial messages, and then I'm going to tell you why those things in skin creams can't possibly
work. You're going to keep us in suspense?
In suspense. We'll be back after these words.
I guess we'll have to wait.
You can't think about cosmetic surgery without considering your teeth. Dr. Dean Vafiatis is the newest member of our advisory board. Dr. Dean's New York Smile Institute creates the most natural, beautiful smiles in the world. You can't have a beautiful face without a winning smile. Since 1995, Dr. Dean and the New York Smile Institute have become the preeminent aesthetic and implant specialists in Manhattan. They have provided happy smiles to over 10,000 people, including celebrities, sports figures, and CEOs of many Fortune 500 companies. In addition, they teach dental aesthetics to other professionals from around the world. Dr. Dean and the New York Smile Institute perform smile makeovers, natural porcelain veneers, teeth whitening, and dental implants. At the New York Smile Institute, the care and comfort of patients is the highest mission. Remember, you're really never dressed until you put on a smile. If a perfect, beautiful smile is what you've always wanted, call Dr. Dean and his associates at the New York Smile Institute at 1-800-998-NYSI. Call today, 1-800-998-NYSI, or check out their website at www.nysi.org.
Cosmetic surgery. Surgery of change. Dr. Arthur Perry, the host of Plastic Surgery in the Air, is a board-certified plastic surgeon who specializes in cosmetic surgery. Dr. Perry's practice is dedicated to procedures such as rhinoplasty, liposuction, eyelid lifts, breast augmentations, and tummy tucks. Dr. Perry uses his 19-year experience and his training at Harvard, Cornell, and the University of Chicago to individualize your care. From your first consultation to the removal of your stitches, you'll experience careful attention to detail. Dr. Perry will not cut corners, and he won't play games. Dr. Perry has been chosen annually since 1999 as one of Castle Connolly's top New York area doctors. He was one of four New Jersey plastic surgeons in New Jersey Life magazine and one of eight New Jersey plastic surgeons in New Jersey Monthly. To schedule a consultation with Dr. Perry, call 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. And check out his website at perryplasticsurgery.com.
You're listening to Plastic Surgery in the Air
with Dr. Arthur Perry.
If you've been thinking about improving your vision with LASIK, I have great news. Laser vision correction is now better, safer, and more accurate. Hi, I'm Dr. Barry Wasserman. Using the upgraded Vizx Star S4 laser and custom view technology, I can custom tailor your correction to achieve your personal best vision because everyone's eyes are unique. Having LASIK is a major decision that will change your life forever. I want every patient to have the best technology with an exceptional staff who really cares. I will personally examine your eyes and answer all of your questions. I will perform your procedure and see you for your follow-up visits. Personal care and attention sets us apart from the rest, which means I take care of my patients, not just their eyes. I will make sure LASIK is safe and right for you.
Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, make the call today to Dr. Wasserman and schedule your free LASIK exam. Be sure to ask about interest-free financing options. Call 877-598-EYES or visit him on the web at barrywasserman.com.
And welcome back. This is What's Your Wrinkle? And I'm your host, Dr. Arthur Perry. The phone number here at WOR in New York City, the heart of cosmetic surgery in the United States, is 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129.
You were keeping us in suspense about something before the break, weren't you?
Well, Noah, we were talking about why most of those skin creams can't possibly work. And the reason is the skin is impervious to big chemicals. So when you walk through a chemical factory, you don't die like a bug might because your skin keeps all those chemicals out. That's what it's designed to do. And so when companies put these very large chemicals like collagen and elastin and hyaluronic acid and hexapeptides, those are the buzzwords.
And things we can't pronounce.
And you can't, but if you look at the label, those many companies put those very important sounding substances on the label of skin creams. Well, it turns out that the skin simply can't let them in. And the reason is the skin is kind of like a chain link fence. And a chain link fence, if you take a ping pong ball, you can put it right through. If you take a little tiny marble, of course it goes through. But if you try and put a football through a chain link fence, can't happen. So the big chemicals like collagen can't happen. All it is an expensive moisturizer on your skin. Well, Night Skin left out all those things that can't possibly work. Night Skin has vitamin C, it's got glycolic acid, and it's got retinyl propionate. Now, that's a very difficult word to say, but it really it's a vitamin A type of a drug, and it gets converted within the skin by your own enzymes to retinoic acid, which is what Retin-A is made from. So it's got vitamin A, and that is such an important ingredient for a skin cream because Retin-A or retinoic acid, retinyl propionate, they do very, very important things to the skin. They increase the collagen, they increase the elastin, and in fact, vitamin A is the only thing scientifically proven that can reverse, and I said reverse, the changes of aging. Nothing else can do it. Even vitamin C, it can't reverse the changes, but what it can do is hold off some of the damage. Retin-A or vitamin A can actually reverse some of those changes.
I am like Sherman to your Mr. Peabody tonight. Do you know that?
A very good analogy, Noah.
Absolutely.
Well, we've talked about the three ingredients. We've got a phone number that you can call, 1-800-292-1799. And New Vitality has a special now. If you order two bottles of Night Skin, they'll give you a third bottle free. And it's somewhere around $40 a bottle. So by the time you order three, it comes out to slightly less than $30. A bottle will last you about a month. Patty, you've been hanging on the line. What's your wrinkle? What can I do for you?
Hi, Dr. Perry. Just something quick.
Yes.
I saw something on the TV this week, and it was about a water facelift. It's supposed to be 72 hours of downtime and then last about 5 years. Do you know anything about that?
No.
I mean, I have the doctor's name here.
No, don't mention the doctor's name. You know,
I won't.
Almost every week there's some sort of a gimmick in plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery because this is a field that goes straight to the consumer, right? In oncology or cardiology, you know, it takes many, many years for a new treatment or a new drug to be used, but not so in my field. If you've got a public relations agent or can get on the radio or you can get on TV.
It gets right out there.
Right out there. So what on earth, a water facelift, something.
You're watching the Letterman show one night, there it is.
Right. We can't deny that it takes 2 weeks for swelling and black and blue to go away. And, you know, even if you have a mold taken off, it takes that long for it to go away. So how anyone can promise you that you'll be back to work in, what, 72 hours? Is that what you said, Patty?
Yes.
Now, that, you know, right there, I would say I don't trust that person, because it's like if someone sold you a sunflower seed and said it's going to have a flower in, what, 5 minutes? Can't happen, right? Well, Patty, thanks so much for calling. The show is rapidly coming to the end. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. Remember, you can order Night Skin at 1-800-292-1799. Next week, Dr. Dean Vafiatis, the dentist, will be back. He had a spectacular appearance about 6 months ago, and he's back again to talk about dentistry and cosmetic surgery. So next week, tune in. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and you've been listening to What's Your Wrinkle?
The preceding program was sponsored by the Perry Management Corporation, who is solely responsible for its content.